This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, when you hear the jingle, David's Daily Devotional, there should be a little one going, special, special. Because this is a Daily Devotional special. We haven't got one, though. So you just need to know. This is the Daily Devotional special. Psalm 103 we're looking at. I've just looked in my files, and I've seen that I actually brought you the entire Psalm 103 back in October of 2012. So you can go to Podbean, where we hold all our podcasts. Podbean, Worship Radio 247, and you can see them all there. November and October and November of 2012. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to bring you this fresh. Psalm 103 then. And verse 1 says this. Are you ready? Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. What a statement. David is saying this so loudly. I can hear him standing at the top of a mountain. I can see him in my mind's eye, standing on top of a mountain. And he declares this really loudly. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. And he's making a declaration, because he is saying, that is what I'm going to do. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care all the problems I've got. I don't care that this is happening in my life. I don't care that that is happening in my life. What I'm going to do is I am going to praise the Lord. Let all that I am, that means everything about me, every part of me, every tiny scrap of my life, let that praise the Lord. You know, there's a story I love to tell of David Wilkerson of the Cross and the Switchblade fame when he came face to face with Nicky Cruz, who was the leader of the Mau Mau gang in New York in the 60s. They were a fearsome gang of hoodlums that were used to killing people without even thinking about it. And little David Wilkerson, who was about 5'7", very thin, walked up to Nicky Cruz and said, I love you, Nicky. And Nicky Cruz said to him, you take one step closer to me and I will cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson said, and every single piece would shout, I love you. Every single piece of me, beloved, shouts this. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. You know, we are required to worship. There are so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about worship. John, the 4th chapter and verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Psalm 95, verse 6 says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Beloved, there are so many. They go on and on and on. Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 1. Before Paul starts talking about renewing your mind, he says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your what? Your spiritual worship. So we're worshiping in spirit by saying to God Almighty, look, Lord, I am clean before you. I have asked for forgiveness. I stand before you now, Lord God Almighty, and I worship you in spirit. And I worship you in truth because I want to worship you, Lord. Beloved, not always do we feel like worshiping. And somebody listening to this broadcast, I know. Sometimes you even struggle to tune into Worship Radio 247 online because you don't want to worship. You think, you know what, I'm going to have to turn it on, but I don't want to. It's not in my vocabulary today to worship God because I just don't want to. I don't feel like it. I feel very downcast. I feel very low. I feel as though I'm on the floor. I'm struggling to do it. Oh Lord, I'm struggling to worship you. I believe you're feeling that right now. Well, just keep listening. Many years ago, I was at a Bible week with my wife and children. My children were very young at that time. And I knew that we were going down to worship at 10:15 in the morning. And we were worshiping in a cow shed, believe it or not. 13,000 of us gathered together in a cow shed at Stoneleigh near Coventry. And there I was in the tent, sort of thinking, oh, I don't really want to do this. I don't want to go and worship. I really don't. I'll tell you what, I'll be late and I'll go and listen to the word. That's what I'm going to do because I can't be bothered to worship. I haven't got the strength. I just don't feel like it. I don't feel close enough to God to worship him. No, I'm not going to do it. So I'm just going to meander down there. And that's what I did. I meandered down toward where the worship was taking place, kicking the odd can as I went, and then picking it up because I'm a good boy and putting it in the bin. But I just didn't want to worship, and I got down there very slowly, and I got down there late. It was around about 10:30, 10:45. And when I arrived, there was no sound. And I thought, what's going on here? So I suddenly arrived to find that there was no power, no lights on, no band playing, no microphones, nothing happening. There'd been a power cut. And just as I arrived, the power came on and they began to worship. And I thought, you've got a great sense of humor, Lord. And the worship began. And the praise began. 13,000 people worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Because they were standing before God as a living sacrifice. And they began to worship. And within 30 seconds, I was on my knees. That was how powerful the worship was that day. I was on my knees before the throne of grace saying, oh God, I love you. I adore you. Father God, be with me in this worship. Give me the strength. Is that how you're feeling now, beloved? God will give you that strength. He requires us to worship him, and he will give you that strength. Maybe you're saying this verse to yourself right now, and maybe instead of declaring it with a loud voice, you are saying it like this. Let all that is within me praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord, oh, with my whole heart. Oh Lord, I will praise your holy name because you don't have that strength. Beloved, I want you to do this. I want you to shout out at the top of your voice. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Say it now. Let all that I am praise the Lord. praise the Lord. Say it again. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. And as you declare that in a loud voice, you can feel the strength that comes from Almighty God coursing through your veins and saying, yes, yes, I praise you, Lord. I worship your name. I magnify your name. You are holy. You are holy. And I love you and I adore you. Sense it, beloved. Sense it and feel it. And say to God Almighty, say to him now, Father, I am so sorry for not wanting to praise your name, but Lord God Almighty, I praise your holy name right now in spirit and in truth. And God Almighty, I adore you. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Let there not be one tiny part of me, Father, that it isn't willing to praise you and to worship you and to adore your name. Let there not be one tiny scrap of me that doesn't want to do that. And therefore, we declare corporately to you now, Lord, that we are letting all that we are praise the Lord. With all of our hearts, we will praise his holy name. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I give you the honor and the glory for this word, Lord. And I say to you, thank you for teaching us your way. Thank you, Father, for giving us the strength and the ability to be able to praise your holy name. And Father, I pray for healings now around the world as people are listening. I pray, Father, that you touch your people with your healing hand because they've made that decision to praise you with their whole heart from now on and forevermore. I adore you, Lord. And I give you honor in Jesus' mighty name.